Mr. for Miss Rese, you will cause so a bomb pie. It was over there, you may dear, can say that Miss Sona said Christ, the good shepherd. Christa, we are then who can't have for pa. Now, the back of Christo, and the tune of home, and a suffer. The one thing that God exalts himself most with is his church. Thus he says, I will build my church and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. What is your dream life about this church like? What is your conscience saying about the state of the church? 2 minutes. Oh God of heaven, every power of evil manipulation, fire of God, locate it. Fire of God, destroy it. Galatians chapter 3. Who has bewitched you? When you say that everybody's mind goes to witchcraft, but we are talking about evil manipulation, where a whole church begins to move according to a sound. It looks like Christ, but the king is absent. Just 2 minutes. But I'm talking about the body of Christ. And as we pray, may heaven answer us. Every power for evil manipulation that is fighting your church, as we open your mouth, as we open our mouth, we plead the blood of Jesus. May the Holy Ghost fire fall. May the Holy Ghost fire fall. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. And we shall, for we came for a purpose. We are not coming to sit here and go just as is. Today we come here to dictate, to mandate to every power that is not of God, that is fighting this house, that is fighting any individual. Every evil power, every evil manipulation that is driving your people away, that is causing trouble in your church, that which has brought sickness, that which has brought death, and we send it away. We send it away. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Every evil force of evil manipulation, every evil force that has bewitched the church, that has bewitched the families, that have bewitched every aspect of this movement, as we pray in the name of Jesus, fire of the Holy Ghost, may it fall, 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 in the name of Jesus. Now your individual life. Very recently, I hear a lot of things about some very strange sickness, even in this church. There are some things you keep under secret, nobody knows, certain people know, but you hear. It is an error when this God is the good shepherd. Ye nyanko pa oni ye kwa shefu pa. Baby biara, anywhere that bewitchment is causing harm to anybody in this church, as we pray, may that chain break in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Baby biara will be ara. May it break. 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 Every form of evil manipulation that is causing sickness, that is causing all kinds of harm, as we pray in the name of Jesus, may that chain break. 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 And now I'm a peliara. Baby biara. And the idea biara. And free Christo. Nedi independi enya. Edia safina. Edia busebina. Ebraya bompaya. Yesu Christo demo. Eradija tinsim. Yesu Christo demo. We overcome it by the blood. We overcome it by the blood. Baby biara. If biara. Yes, I no power. Yes, demo. Yes, I no power. Yes, demo. Yes, I no power. Yes, demo. In the name of Jesus. couple years ago. Let me tell your papa more fair. Papa was doing a program in London. And Papa was telling a story about they brought a lady that was mad, a lady that was going out of her mind. She was acting out of ordinary. They brought her to Papa Welfare Center. And Papa Welfare began to pray with the team. And as they prayed, this God, who is a good shepherd, showed up and brought deliverance. Papa continued the story and said, as he was sitting in his office, all of a sudden, an elderly man just walked up to his office and started yelling, started screaming, "Who are you? Who are you? Do you know what you have done? Wait and you shall see." According to Papa, the man told him, "Check now, by your day." Papa said, days passed, he's sitting in his office. All of a sudden, when he lifted up his head, he see a man, a fetish, somebody with all that regalia of the fetish, all that bosom selling, and that person is coming, and that person is coming, and walked up to Papa and said, "Ore, Mesra, forgive me, please pray for me." Papa asked him why. He said, "I was sitting in a shrine, and the man came and mentioned your name, that he was bringing his wife for some secret growth, for some money, and you have prayed and stopped it. So he came that I should do something to you. But when I called your name, that which answered, 'Ah, Papa, I come, please pray for me, forgive me.' What I am saying is this: I don't know who you know, I don't know who your Jesus is, but the Jesus that I stand with, I stand on that name, and I speak to this church, any power of witchcraft, any power of evil manipulation, in the name of Jesus, get out." May Jesus answer for you. We are the church. We are the church. It's still Jesus Christ, the conqueror. We are still his team. Everybody, cast our suffering. Yes, you did. I'm glad you waited at us. Father, in the name of Jesus, Daddy, you have sent me with a burden, with a message for your church. With all humility, Daddy, I have no mouth of my own. I have no word of my own. Daddy, I lack even the strength. Father, except you show yourself faithful. Merciful Lord, your church is gathered, your people are gathered. Show forth your might that we may testify that truly, Jesus Christ, you are our good shepherd. Help us to be who you need us to be. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Mazaya for Nyamia Sub Gen Kama. Father, happy birthday. Yamishra. As a free initial crown, you will need check. Nadia, I am one of my. You hook 74 and I'm saying, hey. Other 70, they say, much in Nana. And I am, I'm young and I'm 70, you who are mamma, I am with a puzzle puzzle. The young girls in 970. Namishra, sir, mamma. Therefore, I'd like to take this privilege to honor the Papa of the House, Papa Ben Bell, Papa Katkis for Dr. Yosin, Papa Kwede Champon, as a company for. So if I take this privilege not lightly, it is with a great honor that I stand before you this morning. For that I am grateful. It wish your papa name 24. I chose to go with all of us. Maybe you will know. Usually, come back, come in this squad member. And so, in the squad, name to me. But you are dressing my mother. Yes, D. Enough of her. Miss Mubawa Dencha Dencha. Hey, yo, young. Yeah. Our Liana is dead. We see Mr. Amanzo and Wadana, so near Antigate. Or Matti Tioba. I feel we see halfway. all the noise that you hear, all the loudness, if you do not get anything, understand, I come not to present anything today but the Lord Jesus Christ. I stand for nothing but his word. No matter the misunderstanding, no matter the confusion, please accept this, that all that I came to do is to show forth Jesus. May God help me. Let's look at our readings. I will try to be very fast. The task at hand for me today is Christ is a good shepherd. When you look at, please excuse me if I'm doing a lot of English because I understand we have a lot of mischievous numbers. So if you don't understand it, please just elbow somebody and tell them, hey, don't ask me afterwards, because I'm in your feelings, so I'm not into my people. Christ is a good shepherd. Christ, our day, Oguanja for them. When we saw the readings, look at the book of Acts, chapter 2, verse 42 to 48. It talked about a people who have identified their shepherd and have realized that he's a good shepherd. It talked about people who just wakes up and comes to church. They wake up because they have been exposed to Jesus Christ. They wanted to be where he is. It talks about the people whose characteristics, it is biblical. When you bring it to our modern days, people will tell you that it is almost impossible for the entire church to show up with one accord, one mind, one heart, to even gather and eat together. This was the reality of Acts chapter 2. And these were a people who have identified that Jesus is their shepherd. How do I know that? Because the beginning of the Acts chapter 2, it will tell you the Holy Spirit of God came upon the apostles. And Peter stood up and began to talk about Jesus. The same gospel that me and you hear every day. Peter began to give it to these people. And as he gave them the gospel, they believed. And as they accepted, the Holy Spirit came upon them. And as they were filled with the Holy Ghost, they just decided to come to church. Hey. Ah. When you get exposed to Jesus, you just want to be where he is. That's what's happening. And there was no malice. They showed up together. They loved each other. They ate together. All because they had identified with the shepherd who is good. They were just reflecting who their leader was. A shepherd is a manager. He is a director of affairs. He's the one that leads you to the places. But a shepherd is only made known, and as a shepherd is manifested by his sheep. Jesus Christ, as we are speaking now, he's not walking here with me and you, and you are not seeing him as you are seeing me today. The only way anybody else will be able to say truly Jesus is a good shepherd is by his sheep. How the sheep moves, evangelizes, tells the story of Jesus. Again, don't forget, these are a people who have heard the good news of God and have identified that because of what we have heard, we have to be where he wants us to be. We have to love each other. We have to enjoy each other's presence. We have to work together. In doing that, many people saw and many were added to the church. And when they were added to the church, the glory was given to Jesus Christ. It wasn't given to grab with him.
it was given to Jesus. But it wasn't Jesus that they saw. It was Bra Kofi that they saw. The quality of life in the sheep determines how people draw closer to your shepherd. The world will keep making a mockery of Christianity as long as your Christianity is a liability. If all Mount Zion will show up together in one accord, Mama, if we will show up together and eat together, do you realize in that story, even people gathered themselves and met at Auntie your house and we began to eat together, and it was not out of malice. And when you served the food, it wasn't because it wasn't the blood of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, because I can bonnie be yab. It was love. The message of Christ is the message of love. And they did not get that from anywhere. They just reflected who they have heard of, which was the Christ. The sheep reflects the shepherd. And the shepherd is a good shepherd. So we have to go back and identify the qualities of the shepherd. Time will not permit, so we will not do that exercise. But what you have heard about Jesus all your life, do it. The second read, I don't cry, it was very plain, very straightforward. I think it was the first Peter. That one stated emphatically that Jesus is your example. That's the first Peter 2:19-25. Jesus Christ, the good shepherd, is your example. Let me announce, Jesus is good. He's so good, he died for me and you. He's so good, even after all your sins, he still cares for you. Do you understand? 1 John chapter 2 tells us that even today, he is still interceding for me and you. This is a good God. Do not let anybody underestimate this Jesus to you. And now you're not just saying, oh, we're not here to see you soon. And now I'm going to say, it is your opinion. The circumstance never changes who my shepherd is. Because even after all this, the Jesus that I have connected with, he is a good God. Mama said, "My chef, my son, will die in here. He will go to the front to warn me to hide. Go for him, my father. But yet, 1 John chapter 2 is telling me this Jesus is still there, right now, right now. That means even what I say here that I miss, this Jesus, in order to save me from destruction, will intercede on my behalf. He's good." Onyami Yewate. That goodness, according to 1 Peter chapter 2, no, you have to be that same way. He is the example. Time will not permit me. But 1 Peter chapter 2 went through details. He said, he was slain. He was killed. He suffered so much damage on your behalf, but yet he did not react to it. He just went to the cross for you because he is that good God. If this is the God that we are serving, if Christ is that good shepherd and he took upon himself all the trials and tribulations for your sake, why is it that you can't take a single thing from me? And I come with the two message in two parts. Christ, he's a good shepherd. That one, I know, you know. Mama, you remember you said, even the message is preached by just a song my sister sang. We know that Christ is there, a good shepherd. The question is, are you a sheep? Okay. Let me just leave it there. Let me just read this one. To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in them. Oh, wow, can you ask? You should follow in them. He committed them and had them. When they heard their insults at him, why are they? whatever. And the sister said, they called, I was walking around, and this sister said, I was this way, and this sister said, I was this way. So he comes to the church with the mumu face. Come to the church, metal face. Not because I said it directly, because you heard somebody say, Jerry said. But yet, when they heard insults at him, he did not die. This is Jesus we are talking about. When I say I come with a burden, I tell my brother here, I tell those that are close to me, I don't like standing here. I don't. I don't like it. It takes too much out of me. Because every time, this word has to be like a mirror. I think my sister addressed it last week when he talked about he's transforming us from glory to glory. Because you, this Jesus, when he is your shepherd, his life becomes like a mirror in front of you. So every time you wake up, you look into it, you have to examine who you are. When you look into it, you see that there are stains all over yourself. Because he is your shepherd, you cannot go past that mirror. You actually have to stop at that mirror and allow that mirror to examine you. When you let that mirror examine you, when you hear the insults, let me tell them so that they know I'm also somebody. I'm going to church. I'll be back. Wait till I come back. Hey. When they heard their insults at him, he did not die. He rather suffered and made no threats. Instead, he trusted to. The shepherd is only known by his sheep. Mama, how you act, your character determines to me your Jesus. Time will not permit. When your time on, take time. Go through the readings today. Especially this one. The middle one is the one we always forget. Even the preachers, most of the time, 80% of the time, when you preach here, you preach the first one because it's the first one, and you preach the gospel, the middle one, you forget. But that one is always identifying personal characteristics. The last reading was John 10, 1 to 10. He talked about he is the door. Anybody that comes in can go out and find green pastures. I thought that was self-explanatory. But Jesus made a statement. That is where my burden is this morning. John chapter 10, verse 1 to 10. After he said everything that he said, he made a statement in the verse 10, I believe. He made a statement. He said, John chapter 10, verse 10. The thief comes only to steal, to kill, and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. When he was reading and he read, he was the door. I am the shepherd. And my sheep hears my voice. They will not follow a stranger. I was in tune with them. But when he said the thief comes only to steal and to kill. And then let's go back to verse 5. These things bothered me. And since it bothered me, I'm going to make sure it bothers you too. Verse 5. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize a stranger's name. According to the first Peter that we read, he said, we do not retaliate. That is the voice of Jesus. So if Jesus is telling us we do not retaliate, if Jesus is telling us to forgive, if Jesus is calling us to love, when we are doing the opposite, Are we still listening to Jesus' voice? So that means this verse 5 is in play. That we have listened to a stranger. Where we should have run away, we have actually stood there and allowed the stranger to influence our lives. A show of hands. One and as you are sitting here now, one and no them. Show of hands. As I've been before, a show of hands. Under the open master, Matthias here. Show. Obi man, Matthias here. Get him see Matthias here and say, after this message today, we shall see whether or your sheep and ask for your sheep. The church is not for dogs. So we have a good shepherd, and there's the state of the world. We need to shine for the world to see that Jesus is still Lord. As I've been say, outside of one person, I'm just a man is as who said, if you just ask, be a. And so, we catch your plane, say, Mubwa, Obi no be a Yakawa. Do you know why somebody has a grudge against somebody here? But they will not lift their hands. Why? Because it's shameful to lift your hands in this mass. Why is it shameful for you to lift your hands in this mass, but you are still carrying on that situation when he's telling you to run away from that strange voice? It is not about your music. It is not about your preaching. It is not about your status. It is not about your demeanor, your rank. It is about his word. He is a good shepherd. This Jesus that died on that cross, he is a good Jesus. But the world will never know if you cannot follow what he has called us to follow. The basic thing in Christianity for us is to forgive. Because First Peter has showed us, he dealt with all the insults, but he did not retaliate. My brother, my sister, I can't tell you what the person did is not hurtful. I can't tell you it wasn't painful. There are things people say that are just hurtful. It's as if they just did it on purpose. But he left it up to Christ. He left it up to his Father. But yet he endured. The measure of your Christianity is not in the fact that you could show you can insult too, but it's in the fact that you can proclaim. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. That this life which I live now on this earth, it is not I, but it's Jesus who lives through me. I will say, I'm Kevin Shaw. No matter your pride, you will not change who Jesus is. Jesus is still a good Jesus. Pride destroys. Pride does not build. I've come to preach a word on Christ the shepherd. But this good shepherd, he will not change. He is faithful. The matter is me and you. The sheep. We have to mimic who he is. Because when we don't mimic who he is, we actually have followed a stranger. According to Jesus, we shall hear the Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by the faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. That means that me and Bijan is here. I do not exist anymore. It's the life that you will see out of me. It's Jesus Christ that comes out of me. That is Christianity. That is why he said, I am the door. When you come into that door, it has a seal on it. Obedience means to show move basa basa. Because you are in that door, this Jesus will begin to require of you to look like him. Let your light so shine that all men will give glory to the Father. It's basic. Come on, me my cry. Mammy could be idea. Mammy could be crying who said you couldn't hear. Now I could do heaven. Kwaku, presence. You did everything. But only Mama Yaka. The thing that will be so detestable is the fact that that person that you are fighting will pass you and walk right into heaven. Because at some point, that person cried unto God, Father, I give up. I talk to the sister. She hears me greet her, but she doesn't respond. But Lord, I leave it to you. I hold nothing. And Christ just held her hand and went straight to heaven. Another thing that I learned from Papa Opong, I'm using our own Presbyterians. Our former chairman, Papa said, when you have a grudge against somebody, automatically you are disqualifying yourself from heaven. Because what you are telling God, if this person is going to be where you are, I don't want to be. Basics. Christ, the good shepherd. But he will only be good to the world if me and you begin today. Show him. The stranger comes. That stranger that keeps enticing you to yell, to fight back, to insult. Did you remember what he said? I think verse 10. John 10 verse 10. He said that stranger comes for a purpose. And I want us to take heed of that word. 1 John verse 10, chapter 10 verse 10. I mean, John 10 verse 10, please. John 10 verse 10. The thief comes only to do that. To do, and then. So the one that is not Jesus, his assignment is just to steal, to kill, to destroy. We are coming to the place where we must make a definite announcement in the church. This is not the church of the world. This year is a pep rally for Jesus Christ. And in this pep rally, Jesus Christ is exalted. There are weaknesses I have. But that weakness does not mean he's not a good God. Let it go. Let it go. A couple weeks ago, he had my contact with Akoshefo. 14 years old. I've known him since I was probably maybe 12, 13 years old. He was my senior man. Hard working man. Provided everything. But today, he's gone. And as we are standing at the funeral, me and a couple friends were talking. At this moment, if you had a grudge against Nana, what are you doing with it now? Me and Abana say, all we have is about 70. This world will pass. Mommy, you will pass. And you will be a chumko. Sana, you will answer everything. Today that you have your brother with you, today that you have your sister with you, let it go. Not for yourself, but because that is the example of Jesus. When you are a sheep, you submit to Jesus. When you come into that door that he talked about in John chapter 10, something happens in that door. When you come into Jesus Christ, you receive him as your Lord and Savior. He realizes that your strength is inadequate. So he makes you a promise. He makes you a vow, a covenant, that I will give you my Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit which the world cannot receive. And this Holy Spirit will guide you. Listen. Before I say that thing, do you realize Jesus is not a good shepherd in the broad way? So what is our story? The narrow way and the broad way. And then we say, go to. The broad way. That is the place. The broad way. The broad way. The broad way. Everything can go. But Jesus Christ is not a shepherd on that broad way. He can collect you from that broad way, but his shepherdhood will bring you back to the narrow way. It's difficult for me and you to walk through it. That's why he said, I will give you my Holy. What does the Holy Spirit does? He does this, he gives you help. That's why he's called a helper. He gives you comfort. That is why he's called a comforter. So when that sister talked about you, to that point that you cannot forgive anymore, you should not look to that sister. You should just lean on the Holy Spirit to comfort you. This is the good shepherd that we are talking about. He did not abandon you. When they hurt you, it was not as if he did not feel it. He felt it on that cross all those years ago that this was going to happen. But he said, my daughter, my grace will be sufficient for you. It will be difficult for you to forgive. But if you will lean on my word, and if you open yourself to the Holy Ghost, this comforter will touch you a place where everything will make sense to you. Even though it hurts, you will realize that Jesus is more than a good God. Your pain doesn't mean he forgot you. It is just a process. He gave you a Holy Spirit. Just connect to that Holy Spirit. Connect to that God. That God will make a way. He will pick you up from the broad road. You don't believe it? Look at Kwaku. Look at that boy. That man, that elder. Look at him. Today he's an elder. Look at him. He was on that broad road. I can speak that authoritatively because I was there with him. But when he took you, he did not leave you there. He brought you to that narrow road. Because Jesus is a shepherd on that narrow road. Everything he does, he puts you through that narrow road. And hold on, when you read that scripture, it is difficult. I think King James defined it as the straight and narrow road, which is the S-T-R-I-T. That word straight means it is difficult to navigate. That means when you try to do it yourself, you cannot do it. That is why you need the Holy Spirit every day of your life. When I stand here to preach to you like this, when I stand here, all I'm telling God, all I'm telling God, ready, bro, nasamaba. This is what I'm doing. And my prayer. Those that have been close to me, even in the little room over there, when they see I'm getting ready to speak to these kids, if they get closer, they will hear my prayer. Lord, help me. You cannot do this without the Holy Spirit. You must pick up the word of God. Begin to read it.
even in all your tears, in all your brokenheartedness, it's ununderstandable why all the bad things keep happening. But keep going back to the word and keep pressing for the Holy Ghost. He will comfort you. Isn't it amazing to you that after all these difficulties, Mama, you are still here? And your crown, and your chin will be there. So that means this comforter is alive and close to you. Let's look at King David. Jehovah Rohi. When you start your prayers, Jehovah Rohi, the Lord my shepherd. What you are saying is the Lord who can help me, the Lord who can guide me, the Lord who feeds me, the Lord who clothes me, the Lord who is my everything. That Jehovah Rohi is who David identified. Psalm 23, that common, probably the most used scripture in the world. The Lord is there. The Lord is there. The word there. Huh. The Lord is Kabados Kaparia. He is not yesterday's God. He is not a shepherd 20 years ago. As I'm standing here now, the Lord is. So, Mama, when I get to that situation, when I want to say something to you to hurt you to the point that you will cry, I remember the Lord is my shepherd. So, not what I want. I do what he wants. Because I don't have to check you, Papa. But because he is. When I surrender that he is my shepherd, I have given up everything to him. You sing these songs. You pray these prayers. But yet you are still the master of your own life. When David realized this, he realized there is nothing I want. There was a time David forgot this. This is when we come back to the place where you think you can live this Christian life yourself. When he forgot that he needs God to help him to navigate this field. Bathsheba was taking a shower. Kai. Or King David. This King David. When the warriors went to war, the king goes to war with them. But David had identified something that kept his attention. At that moment, David had moved away from the Lord is and was moving in the realms of I am King David. I can do what I want. Me na me deme ho. Me na me ka obi nkebi. Or hene me enemy. The moment he moved to do as he wants, he fell. That which he should have run away from, according to that John chapter 10, that stranger's voice that kept speaking to David, because he had relegated the God who is my shepherd and inserted himself there, he fell. Listen, this Christian walk, no matter what anybody tells you, every single day you need this God. Daily, you need this God. I'm going to show you another thing daily. My brother, let's go to Genesis chapter 39. There's a particular verse I'm looking for. I hope to find it very soon. Chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39. Yeah, let's look at verse 7, please. Verse 7. And after what? His master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, come to bed with me. You have to go back in that story to actually understand that Joseph has been sold as a slave into Potiphar's house. And in that house, God has blessed him. He has been kept in charge of the house. So guess what? He has been going into Potiphar's house doing all kinds of good work. But Said David, Joseph, Ekonina. Now Mrs. Potiphar has taken notice. The Bible said after a while, Potiphar's wife just didn't get up and say, hey, come and sleep with me. No. She stalked them. She watched them. She planned. Because scripture tells us, if we go back a little, we will see that scripture tells us, when everybody in the household was away, that was when she made the move. Listen, the day that you are not sitting in the church, the day that you are not in the fasting, the day that you are not praying, the enemy, like a roaring lion, seeks who to devour. He is watching you. He's watching you. I won't touch you. But this Satan is ancient. The name I'm waiting 72. When you hear Satan waiting, he is ancient. Why ya tete tete? The date of birth, Sunday. Why ya tete? Satan did this. Why ya tete? So whatever you are doing, he has seen it before. John the Baptist, when you let it cry, the head of John the Baptist fell. Moses fell along the way. These were people that God called his personal friends. And you think you can navigate this without the good shepherd? You need Jesus. After a while, his master's wife took notice. My brother, let's jump to verse 10. I want to show something. Verse 10. And though she spoke to Joseph, pray. But she tossed it. And that day, you will be like a David that fell. What I am pointing to you is this Christian walk. It's a day after day after day after day after day after day after day with the help of the Holy Ghost. Day after day, he tempted them. Okay, the book of Acts near Kayam. That same book that we read. It said day after day, they went to the church because they identified their shepherd. Do you know, sir, in Christian bodies today, not just this church, I've been to other churches. I mean, I like to sit in the back sometimes, so I see a lot of things. People get so upset when time is running. I've heard people insult ministers. But when they identify that shepherd, Bible said day after day, Monday a day. If I tell a question, Monday a day. So they were in church. Tuesday a day. They were in church. Wednesday a day. They were in church. Thursday a day. Friday, Saturday, Sunday a day. They were in church. Why? Because they identified a shepherd and they wanted to be near him. May you begin to be mindful of where you are when you enter this place. Everything that we do here is great, but the priority is the word and the prayers and the worship. Everything else is excess. It helps the church, but that which builds character for us to look like Christ is the word. Nyamrema nyamiasem.
What can you say, Obeka? Times have changed. The world is moving. You cannot do all these things. As a matter of fact, not too long ago, there was a whole crusade fighting Christians who just show up in church. Hebrews 9:27. It is appointed unto.
When you neglected Christ after the death, guess what?
You have to give account.
So, Jadia, oh, seeking Christ now. When are we near the idea? It's okay. You don't have time.
But this good shepherd requires time. Matthew 11:29. Come and learn of me.
You cannot learn Jesus if you do not have time for him.
One thing I've learned in my life is this. Jesus Christ and answer the Holy Spirit, he does not answer much. Personally, that's what I've...
Come on!
I mean, he answers much, but he does not speak too much. What I'm saying is this. Just keep pouring your cries out to him. He will find a way to make you well. It might not be within the time frame that you wanted, but because he's a good shepherd, he will never neglect you.
Daniel, in Babylon. When we say Babylon, we mean a world of glitz and glamour. A place where everything is contradictory to Christ.
That is kind of America that we live in now. You can't say nothing about Jesus.
I thought that was the fact, but it's not the fact.
Not too long ago, our
festival, I see how we. Not too long ago, me wa juma. Agency person, you are not permanent. You are a temp. Your first day in the house, guess what?
Baba. Hey, I got to go pray.
You got to go what? I have to go pray. It's time. I have to go pray. And he's carrying his mat. Whether you say yes or no.
Was also America saying that here?
It's the conviction that we have dropped off. Those that identified that he was a good shepherd, doing good was not hard for them, because it was not them doing it. It was the Holy Spirit that they have allowed to work in them. Wake up! Christ has suffered, sorry! The church is still the power of this world. Evil just did not get out of control overnight. No, it did not. It's because the church has gotten weak. And our weakness is because of our silence.
We can look the part. Sunday, addresses shepherd, they are in the church.
We can look the part. As long as God does not bring his presence, it's okay. Because anytime he brings his presence, you have to be exposed to look at yourself to see if you look like him.
I want to read the scripture and then I'll bring my message to an end. John 15:17-21. Don't forget, I'm telling you, he's a good shepherd. But he requires you to be a good sheep. Jesus Christ, this is the measure of every sheep. This is the mandate of every sheep. This is my command. Love each other. If the world hates you, keep in mind that it hated me first. If you belong to the world, it would love you. It will love you as its own. As it is, you do not belong to the world. But I have chosen you out of the world. That is why the world hates you. Remember the words I spoke to you. No servant is greater than his master. If they persecuted your shepherd, they will persecute you, the sheep. If they obeyed his teaching, they will obey yours too. They will treat you this way because of my name, for they do not know the one who sent me. You are the sheep of Christ. Love each other. That is how we build the church. That is how we show our Jesus. That is what distinct us from all the other ones. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That old you and the new you has. It is said after church, say sister the frog say, Yenko di and komo, let's go gossip. Yenko di na tema. Kachel se men ko. Obekas ajuana de. Oh nye bibia. Menyario. But Jesus is. Sebra ne frog say, ah, sister, I was gonna do a concrete GZ. Bra men kwa chro ashi, men kwa chro level. Kachel is abranti me dasi. But men ko, because Jesus is. He is your shepherd. It is not an embarrassment. It is our standard. The standard of Babylon should never be the status quo of the Christian body. It should never be. Because Jesus is. Men brought the death away because Jesus is. Men knew be rich here because Jesus is. Men tell be queer because Jesus is. That is what the sheep is.
If you have no one pay me, you do pay me. Maybe out in a man, sorry, maybe out in a John chapter 10, verse 28. Jesus the good shepherd. But mama, you have to see him as a good shepherd. It is when you see him, if you identify him as a shepherd, then you realize you are a sheep, you must follow his voice. Because we have not identified him, it is difficult for us to walk in the steps. We can find him in the Bible. We can find them through prayer. He's talking about his sheep. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of them. If Jesus is your shepherd, if truly he is your shepherd, there is not a force in this world that can take you out of his hand.
I see that you are a good shepherd. Give me the grace to be a good sheep. And no, it's mama, and no means me more sampire than mama.
Do you come for church or do you come for an encounter with this Jesus?
He demands that you change. And Susano, you have to change.
Help me to be a good sheep. May that be a prayer. Help me to be a good sheep. It takes grace to be that good sheep.
Joseph Janine, it wasn't by his strength. It was because he did not want to sin against his God. He realized he was a sheep.
I pray for the grace to be a good sheep.
Mama, Brazil, Mestres, a Gabemo, Musumami, and Pagodi Chatwe, last one, Mestre Wa, Ubet Miama Musumami, Pachopi.
Let's give this God his reverence.
I want you to see it for yourself. This good shepherd's message for you. John 10:28. Leave it up there for them. Or say, he said, nothing can pluck you out of his hand. That nothing includes sickness. No one can snatch them out of my hand. No power. Empire ya boy. Se empo owo honhom ena ya suma ba wo nchenya. Because you have identified that Jesus is your shepherd, may that power not be able to snatch you out of his hand. Yariye. Cancer horo. High blood pressure horo. Diabetes horo. Kidney horo. I am the sheep of Christ. The Lord Jesus is my shepherd. You cannot snatch me away. Be one of the vampire. You cannot snatch me away. Any sickness, you cannot snatch me away. You cannot snatch me away because Jesus is my shepherd. Every sickness that has been sent my way, every sickness that is laying in wait for me, you cannot snatch me away. I belong to Jesus. I am in the hand of a good shepherd. You cannot snatch me away. Asana wo me fitire owo wo biara aba me so o tre me and na ano pe wiye me dem e wo fi wonsam. I have a good shepherd. The Lord Jesus is my good shepherd. You cannot snatch me out of his hand.
I wish for my last advice ni
Solomon walked with God. My Bible said when Solomon came of age, when Solomon became old, he began to follow other gods.
Enipa bebre enemania kwa kujua me ne se biu enti we chanya me so mo na de akobia eko. But Caleb at 85 years old still took a mountain. Moses at 18 years old was sent to Egypt to deliver people. There is a Korean pastor called Papa Yonggi Cho. He just died in 2021. They asked him at 85 years old, why are you still seeking and preaching the word of God? Because my Holy Spirit, my partner, said I should continue. He has not asked me to stop. So why have you stopped? Do not let old age silence the depth of Christ in you. Wake up, Mount Zion. I come with a clarion call this morning. Jesus Christ is coming. There is a judgment after everything that we will do. May we repent. May we give our life to Jesus. And may we see him as that good shepherd. In Jesus' name.